Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hector Barreto is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, chairman of the Latino Coalition, author of The Engine of America, former administrator of the SBA. Hector, thanks again for hanging out with us. It's been great. He's been a member of our Brain Trust folks for more than 14 years. Hector, you're up there where the rubber meets the road, inside the Beltway, for at least for the time being, helping to craft and promote small business interests in the tax bill. As you said, it's in conference right now. The Senate bill has gotten through the Senate. The House bill's through the House. They're in conference. They're working it out. Regardless of how they work it out, what I'm worried about, here are the things I'm worried about, Hector, and talk me down off the ledge here. I'm worried about this pass-through tax level because I'm worried that that's going to give them another way of taxing us over the years to come, not just right now, but over the years to come. They're going to be able to tax. They're going to have to be able to move the numbers up or down on that, as well as move the numbers up or down on our personal. I don't like that part of it. They act like it's a good thing. I'm not so sure. That's what the pass-through. Idea was all along anyway, was to pass it through to your personal taxes.
Right.
That's one concern of mine. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you, and that is, why do we treat small business different than we treat the big businesses? Why can't we all have the same tax percentage?
Right.
It just seems very, very odd. And the other thing that you know is that even whatever that they resolve here, it's not going to be permanent. And a lot of times these tax packages are not permanent because they just don't have the votes.
But regulations, and have you ever noticed that regulations and tax increases are permanent, but tax cuts are not permanent?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that picture?
Well, they think it's their money, not our money.
They do, don't they?
They want to take our money, and what we know is that when we have, especially for small businesses, and you know this, you're an expert, when you have a little bit more in your bottom line, you don't take it and splurge it. You put it right back to work in your business.
Everybody does.
You don't buy back stock off of the stock exchange because you don't have any stock on the stock exchange. You create a job. You buy inventory. You buy that extra building that you weren't going to buy before.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we need. And part of the reason that the economy is starting to grow again is because the confidence is going up, and we want to keep that going, especially for the small businesses.
One of the things that concerns me, and I know I'm a heretic about these things, but I've earned my heresy and my jaundiced eye. I've earned it from experience. But here's what I'm worried about, Hector, on the corporate side. There, so many people are saying, "Oh, we need this tax break. We need to get corporate America a tax break, because when they get that tax break, they're gonna invest, they're gonna come back to the economy, they're gonna grow the economy." Well, Hector, corporate America has never been awash in cash like they are right now.
Mm-hmm.
They've been buying back their shares, they've been borrowing money to buy back shares and to make acquisitions to consolidate. If they have more money back from taxes, if they've already got all the cash they need, What makes us think more cash is going to make them change their behavior?
Well, I don't disagree with you, and I think part of the way that this is sold is that we want to make sure that we don't provide an incentive for those big corporations, not small business. Small business can't do this. So those big corporations to move operations or to move profits offshore.
If it will help them not do what do they call that. The offshoring thing, I forgot.
The outsourcing?
That's part of it. Oh, yeah, the jobs, for sure, yeah. No, that's right. That's a good point. Well, going forward, maybe that'll help them
decide to keep
the money here.
Yeah. Look, the big corporations, they have a lot of, this as well as I do. There's some major corporations that pay no taxes at all. That's not right.
Yep.
Very few small businesses can get away with reducing their tax rate. Why should a big business do it? But, you look at, for example, the United Kingdom's tax rate is 19%. Mm-hmm. Canada's is 15%. Our top rate for corporations is 35%. And for small business, it's almost 40%.
Could be up to 40, yeah.
Yeah, and it doesn't include, for example, I live out in California. You got state tax, you got local taxes. You know, you got a lot of taxes. By the end of the day, small businesses, 50% of what they make is going right back into taxes. And remember that old saying, it's not important what you make, it's what you get to
keep.
That's
exactly
right. We just
want
to make sure they get to keep more of their money.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this question about the repatriation money. You know, is that going to be a lower rate? Is that right? It's going to, or is it 15% to bring the money back from overseas?
Well, that's what they're talking about, and you know, one of the challenges there is a lot of times when they do this thing, there's no strings attached. It's like, we're going to lower your taxes if you bring it back, but we would love it if it was like, we're going to lower your taxes if you bring it back and you invest it in a small business, or you invest it in jobs, or you invest it in infrastructure. And so we're going to have to wait and see what the details on that are. But as you know, there are trillions of dollars sitting offshore. Then we'd like it to come back into this country and invest in this country.
There was at one point in time there was conversation about that, whatever that rate was going to be, it was going to come with strings, meaning that if they brought the money back, they'd have to invest it. There would be whatever that number was, they wouldn't be able to use that for what I call financial capitalism. Is that still on the table? What do you know?
Well, you know, I haven't heard a lot of those details, and you know,
wouldn't that make
my,
sense?
My concern is that, you know, just like when they did the bailout of the big banks, they should have put strings attached on that too, and they didn't.
Yeah.
And so my sense of it is that they probably, if they don't feel they're going to get the votes, they're probably going to let these guys, you know, reduce those taxes and put very little strings on them.
Wow. Wow. When we come back, I'm going to get Victor to help us understand how small business owners get that kind of leverage. After this break, thelatinocoalition.com. I encourage you to check out that website. That's Hector's website. That's the group he leads. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.